This is a meeting of the Planning and Highways Committee held at Melrose Road, 29th June, 10 a.m. Members of the public and press are warmly welcome to attend. Mobile phones to be switched off, that applies to councillors as well. If you've got anything which shouldn't make a noise. Right, starting on the agenda, 2637, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken.
I've received apologies from Councillor Acker.
Okay, all in favour of accepting those apologies? Okay, that's the news. 2638, to recall declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interests. Notwithstanding this item, members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Any interest to declare?
No, Chair.
On to 2639, public session, 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. There is no members of the public present today, so on to the next agenda item. 2640, to review and agree the Planning and Highways Committee terms of reference. We all had a copy, or we all do already have a copy of the terms of reference. Does anyone have any comments, suggestions? Councillor Webster.
Thank you, Chair. Just want to draw your attention to page 2.4 and 0.5. Page 2.
Yeah.
Point 4.
Yeah.
Planning appeals and 0.5 as well. First of all, 0.4. We've not been doing.
No.
Have we? So we
that
need
I'm
to.
I'm aware of. We should be.
Yeah.
We haven't actually, in the past,
commented
upon appeals. We don't have to comment on appeals. Mm. We comment on appeals where we think appropriate. But you're right, we haven't done it, but we should.
Right. Thank you, Chair. How would that be managed? Is that going to be managed? Would the office get advised so that you can prepare rather than... I would have thought a response on appeal would be more detailed if it was appropriate to put in.
Okay, if... when the agenda goes out, if you look at today's agenda, you'll see that appeals are listed at
yeah.
the end of the agenda. And that's when we have the opportunity to state our opinions.
Yeah.
Or and if it needs a more detailed response, we could then decide to pen a more detailed response subsequent to the meeting.
Okay. So within the planning committee and not with referring it up to full council.
Depends on the nature of the bill. If it's a whole housing estate, it would be
yeah.
a recommendation
okay.
from the council.
Thank you.
It's an individual one we'd do.
Yeah, thank you. And also, 0.5 site visits. I note, I know there's been comments, I know Councillor Baker and I've done it myself, gone round and looked at a property. But we shouldn't actually be doing that on our own. We should be doing it in twos.
Yeah, so I think it's a bit of an anomaly because
yeah.
we don't do site visits
yeah.
in terms of actually going into the site and looking at it. We may walk down the street
yeah.
and have a look. I'd be actually inclined to delete that entirely. But
right, okay.
Because we have got no
authority
to make
to do
decide.
That, yeah,
we're not
to go onto the site.
We're not the principal planning authority.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we
accept it's just our local knowledge. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I believe there is a... excuse me. There was a sentence somewhere, I don't know which, whether it's standard orders or elsewhere, but... where it does say about a councillor cannot
go on
that,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, that's slightly
about
different.
Then.
That's
yeah,
it. Councillor cannot act alone. That's
yeah.
slightly different.
But if you're meeting someone, you're supposed to go in twos and, yeah.
But site visits, we don't.
No.
make site visits in
no.
terms of going
yeah.
to site.
So should that come out?
That's a matter for everyone to decide on. I, in my opinion, I don't think it's necessary, but
it could say when necessary.
It could be left in because so. It's
yeah.
the fact that we don't make site visits doesn't
mm.
make.
Yeah.
I can't recall ever, even before I was on the council, when an occasion when West Mersey Town Council councillors went to
yeah.
inspect a site, because a lot of this may be an overhang from when. It was the Urban District Council, and they had they were the planning authority.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm happy to leave it in there, but it is a bit irrelevant.
Okay.
I think it has a neutral effect. Any other comments?
No, I don't go on the site, so I just stand outside the main garden.
My other comment in number six on that page. Notify and write in residents that, in the opinion of the committee,
yeah, we don't do
could
that.
Be particularly affected by planning applications. That's the function of the local
City.
Planning authority.
Yeah. Well, mm. if you lodge a comment with them, they write back.
No, if there's a planning application, the local planning authority notify the neighbouring
yeah.
properties in writing.
But also, if you lodge a comment with them, they will write back, I think, and tell you what the decision is as well.
That's never happened to me.
Really?
I don't think they tell you that it may affect your property, does it? It's sort of a courtesy letter, isn't it? Or a notification
yeah.
that there is a plan that's...
Exactly.
That sort of says that it may affect their property, doesn't it?
Yes, you're right. The local planning authority notified neighbouring properties with a notice saying there has been a planning application at this site, and of course they know it's next door or whatever. Whether we need to leave that in there or not, but again, it's at our discretion, isn't it? Notify and write in. That, in the opinion of the committee, could be particularly affected by planning applications.
Mm.
I suppose we could leave it there, but again, it's something that's never, ever been used, as far as I'm aware.
I can't see when it would, because it's down to the city.
Exactly. And I'm happy to leave it there or take it away. As far as I'm concerned.
So if the city... don't let somebody know. I'm just thinking this. Imagine that somebody didn't receive notification from Colchester, and we've got it in there, that we'd be getting it in the neck, wouldn't we?
We've got it in there when we... In the opinion of the committee, yes.
Yeah.
There are many occasions when residents claim they didn't get notification from the city.
I'm very surprised at Colchester. I don't see where I was, that if you put a comment in, an email used to come out with a decision.
Never happened to me. That's not relevant to this one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what. Any concessions on that one? Leave it in or take it out?
It's not going to affect anything. Leave it in. Unless anyone's.
No.
Anyone feel strongly about it? Okay. So the consensus is we don't need to change the terms of reference. Or we're happy with what we've got.
Chair, sorry to come back to do with the notice to the public. That does read as if we do that, not as if we may do it.
Well, it just says in the opinion of the committee, which means we don't do it every time, but only if we think it's necessary. The
fact that it's there, it gives you a bit of latitude, doesn't it? If you think that something is really, like, going to cause an issue, you could sort of contact them, but...
But it's never been exercised as far as I'm aware in the...
I think the most we would do is advertise on our website.
Yeah.
The most we would do on through our information loop.
Okay. We could slightly modify it to notify, not get rid of it in writing.
Yeah.
Because then it, something on the website or in the press would cover that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So would you like?
Are we in agreement with that?
Yeah.
Delete the in writing bit in.
So notify residents.
In six, yeah. Mm. Okay. So, any other suggestions for changes or not? Okay, in that case, someone might to propose that we.
Quite happy to propose, Chair.
Accept these terms of reference with that one modification. All in favour of that? Okay. Right. Next agenda item, to confirm minutes of the Planning and Highways Committee meeting of the 26th of May 2026. Anyone, any comments on that draft minutes? No? I propose that we accept those minutes. Any seconders? Right, a seconder.
My memory precluded me from being here, so
I've got to abstain because I wasn't here. I wasn't there. Here is present, isn't it?
You wasn't present at the
I wasn't
meeting.
There.
Yeah. Abstaining as well.
Yeah.
You don't have to abstain, but that's up to you. Anyone else? In favour of it, otherwise. Oh no, hang on.
You've got.
All in favour is good.
Yeah. You abstain as well.
I'll vote if you need to vote. I don't know how many was there. I mean, how many have you got?
Well, there's three people there, but only two of them are here, are present here.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll vote.
Yeah.
I'll vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you
abstain. Yeah.
I'll vote.
Yeah.
So no one's abstaining.
No.
I always feel a bit, I don't know what was said there.
Well,
as it happens, it doesn't matter because if everyone else has said and only one person voted,
that's
it would still
carry.
Carry.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
But it's just nice. If it's not just one person. Okay. Right, next agenda item 2642, to consider and agree that further comment is submitted in response to 260566, outline application for demolition of existing dwellings and erection of 52 new dwellings, land at 102 East Road. I should just say the background to this is we have already, as a council, submitted an objection. This is further points based on environmental factors. And I think everyone... This has been circulated to everyone, and so you should be familiar with what it says. Any comments on the content of that, or whether?
Shall I?
Yeah,
well, first of all, Chair, I'd like to apologise to our Chair, because I do think that you do a wonderful job with planning, and this was discussed at a... working group meeting, and I think on reflection, and I'm going to include myself in this, I think that we got ahead of ourselves. The working group is a closed group, it's not attended by the public, and it doesn't have any decision making powers, it's recommendations. That's the first point. The key thing for me on reflection that was missing when I agreed with others that perhaps we should put more of a comment in was, one, I wasn't at the planning meeting, the previous planning meeting. My understanding was that it was referred to full council because it wasn't quorum at that point, having the councillor withdraw on comments. And two, I wasn't at the full council meeting to hear what the comments were that was put to full council, as I understand, agree. But having reviewed the response that the chair, with the approval of the council, has put in, and having looked at the suggested further response to go in, this response is, to me, is really around the local plan. And I'd be concerned on point one, wastewater infrastructure. It details within the emerging Colchester local plan. Well, if it's emerging, it's not in place at the moment. You know, if it's emerging, at these points. And it is very much a response to the local plan. Now, we're also aware that this response has gone in by a member of the public who is also a member of our working group. And I feel that having read our terms of reference when looking at both of these responses, in particular, Chair, page one, key tasks, it does say a decision should be based on following agreed planning grounds. And a lot of the content in here is not necessarily planning grounds. So I feel that you've also included in the response on behalf of the council the last paragraph where it does actually talk about the environment. So on reflection, I would withdraw my comments that I made at the working group in support of putting in a further comment, and I feel that what has gone in should suffice.
Anyone else have any comments? Although I agree with what you say, I actually don't see any harm in putting this in. And it will, I know it's not actually our job to placate the rest of the members of the council, but it will satisfy concerns and that have been raised by other members of the council. So I'm sort of ambivalent on it. I don't see it's any harm in putting it in. It isn't, as you say, on pure
planning
principles, but it is an opinion.
Yeah.
That we are we can express our own opinions on applications. Anyway. Anyone else? Dave, do you have any?
I just think that a lot of these are genuine planning issues. You know, with regards to how they come to make their decisions.
Yeah.
You know, on the planners will decide. So the issues that we've raised are genuine planning concerns.
Yes.
To be fair, that's my
no, you're right.
Opinion.
The trouble is, or the thing is, that they measure all applications against existing policies.
Mm.
And these are genuine concerns, but they're not contrary to any existing policy that they have.
Mm.
And that's what Councillor Webster was
alluding
to. But having said that, I have no particular problem, you know, one way or the other, whether it goes in or not. But
Chair, I think the response that went in is okay, if you're recommending we put that
I'm
in,
I'm not recommending. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't object to it going in, but I just don't see that in this it holds weight when a planner is looking at this application. Going forward, to do the local plan understanding.
Yes.
If
that is it, that is true.
Yeah.
But whether it holds weight or not,
we
can't decide ourselves.
No.
I think there's no harm in putting it in. And it will probably further support our previous comments, expand on what we said in regard to the environment in the previous comments. Mm. Yeah, anyone like to propose that we do one or the other?
I'm happy to propose we put it in, because I don't see that it's
harmful
in any way.
No.
It's all part and parcel of what we're trying to do with the whole island development, isn't it? So arguably it should be planning considerations.
It's unfortunately a lot when you go through it. Chair's captured what is in the MPPF.
Yeah.
But when you start reading some of this is hopefully when the evolving local plan is agreed and other things that are in consideration to do with the local plan, which I won't mention here, then this would hopefully has been mentioned
and
will be approved.
The planner's knows that this is our position
all over
the place.
And then future developments, if it's approved, will be a consideration.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be opposed to this going in at all, no.
You would all propose it?
Yeah, I'll second it. Second that we do submit it.
Yeah.
All in favour or not? All in favour. Okay.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
When this goes in, on the plan, on the minute notes,
yes.
I don't need to include all
this,
I'm just saying.
No, because, I don't really need to. As long as it's available for anyone who asks us in it.
Yeah.
I suppose we missed a chance to change our terms of reference, didn't we, on the item before?
Yeah, to say that the further comment.
Further comments were submitted. Obviously, all the comments we submit can be accessed by the public on the planning portal, so it's nothing secret.
No.
If you see what I mean, if the member of the public wishes to look at the planning portal, they can see all the comments, including ours, that have been submitted. This, of course, as we, I know we've already voted on it, but this has already been put in by the author, so it's just a repeat of what's there. Doesn't add any more weight because it's there twice. But now it's associated with our name.
Yeah.
They can see that we also have the same view.
Chair, as well, we submit this on there.
Yeah, Carol should already have the Word document. Which she could just copy and paste onto the portal.
Right.
Yes.
Chair, perhaps in line with our terms of reference, then we advertise it on the response. Being that it is quite a big development, we put what the response and the additional response on our website.
I don't know.
That's
more informing
people.
Yeah,
may
absolutely.
Yeah, well, it
effect.
Is. But
yeah.
I'd rather recommend that to the council to do rather than us take it. I know we can, but anyway, we move on to the next thing, which is the actual planning applications to consider. 2643, to consider planning applications received. 260965, change of use of existing annex to rental and short-term let, includes off-road parking and dedicated access. Annex 15 Mersey Avenue, West Mersey. Anyone wish to comment on that application? Oh, I should have it off on the screen. Yeah. Let me do that. So I'll put it there for. Actually, to see there, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, drawings are not great, are they?
No, it's just a block plan, and
I think it says it's empty living accommodation as we speak, isn't it?
Yes, having looked at it, it's an annex to that property that's got its own access door, so it's separate from the rest of the house, I guess. But they haven't actually submitted any drawings of the internal layout.
Mm.
And it's unused at present, apparently, and the owner wishes to rent it out as, or use it as a short-term holiday let property. I have some comments, but I'll let everyone else go first.
Sorry, if someone else wants to go first.
No, I was just going to say, there's no drawings, so we're not actually sure that it's actually a living space as we speak. It could just be an outbuilding.
Well, okay, no, you're right, there's no drawing submitted with this.
Yeah.
I looked back through the planning history of it, and you can see when the annex was built previously, but there's been another conversion, a loft conversion, and several things since then. So there is, it's a one bedroom with a kitchen,
okay,
and a lounge.
Bathroom?
Yeah, and a bathroom.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
works, but...
Well, in that case, yeah.
I have concerns, but I'll let everyone, I don't want to influence
anyone. sorry, I'm just trying to get a straight view up, and it's not playing.
It's very vague. I looked.
Thank you. I looked yesterday.
Yeah.
No, that's not the property.
Yeah, I was looking at.
It's the one that showed up on my one.
It's a white. The house is white.
Yeah, and you can drive down the side.
Oh. Yeah, it's not that one. Sorry.
No, it's not that one.
So why is that picking up?
Has anyone found that street view is being a bit weird?
Yeah, it says a number, but you're not actually outside that
number.
No,
it doesn't.
You have to just go
in.
It's got the number on the building.
Mm.
But, Chair, can I just bring comments on it?
Yes.
Parking. I don't think there's I think it mentions about two parking spaces.
Correct, yeah.
And that's for the residential property as well as the annex, so
correct.
I don't think there's adequate parking. And also, it kind of, from street view, you may disagree, but it mentions off-street parking, but it looks like, it doesn't look like a drop curb.
I think, I don't know.
Looks like a makeshift.
Mind you, a lot of those properties along there are like that.
Yeah.
It hasn't got a real curb anyway.
No, they're not further along. There's drop curbs in. I know it's, you know, you've got the grass verge and everything, but when you look at the property, I mean, for example, that one hasn't got a drop curb.
It's this one.
Yeah. That hasn't got a drop curb.
Well, I'm not saying it has or hasn't. It's got that, which is
the same as that,
but
if you go along.
Yeah, but it is a curb, if you see what I mean. It's not a drop curb, because there's no curb there.
Yeah, but look at the condition of the road, and look at the condition of what aggregate's been put in there.
No, I'm not disputing that. I don't know. Anyone else?
I think likely highways don't have any objection.
Have they?
Yeah. But then again, there was another one that they didn't have any objection, and I highlighted, this was on a...
One moment. I don't think highways have commented on this yet, have they? No.
But I'm going to say, on another one where it was change of use, I highlighted that it didn't have any legal right to cross, and it is. I think it's in the same road as well.
Mm.
Was that not in that road?
It's a different road, but well, it could be. So I think it's a different one. But
yeah.
But no, actually, it was conditioned.
You're right, they haven't commented on this one.
No.
I would highlight, Chair, I just would say that if we're going to comment, I would put that in as an observation, is whether that is a...
Yeah, on that previous application, when permission was granted, it did say that it was conditional that a safe and legal access was provided to the parking spaces. In other words, proper drop curb. But of course,
we'd highlight,
And we had highlighted
and
that
I still
previously.
Don't
but
think that's
possible. Anyone else? Any comments or comments on?
Looks like it's a made up. If you look at the back of that white car, if you look, it does look like it's the curb is tarmacked behind it.
Yeah.
Mm.
On the other side of the tray.
Yeah. It just it looks like that looking. sort of behind it.
It's difficult to actually.
I'm not saying
Yeah.
It's right behind that. It's right behind that white car there.
Yeah.
Which is. Yeah. That. Yeah.
Yes. Well, indeed. But whether that was official or unofficial.
Yes, kind of. Yeah.
But yeah.
It was not official.
Okay. Anyone else? Any comments on it?
No.
Well, I say what I noted, and it's similar to what Councillor Webster has said, insofar as that I believe that it's insufficient parking, off-road parking, being as the standard is two parking spaces for greater than two-bedroom residents, and this is so it'd be two for the main residents and one required for the additional accommodation. But that's my only comment.
And that's already a busy road in terms of parking, you know, because of its location. Chair, can I propose that we object to this on the basis that there's not adequate parking?
Yes, I or
and will have an impact on neighbouring properties.
Object on grounds of insufficient off-road parking space for a main resident and residents and a holiday net. Or with the additional words being said,
And will have an impact on the neighbouring properties.
Happy with that, really? So, who's going to propose that?
I'm quite happy to propose that.
I'll second it then. Those in favour of objecting with those on those grounds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next item 260465, drop curb to the front and convert front garden into a parking space, drive for vehicles, 19 Barfield Road.
Oh, that looks
That's 19 Barfield Road, I want to live there.
Yeah.
I'll
be your neighbour.
Wait a moment, I shall get there in a moment. Not that quick. Unless I load them all up before we start.
Yeah. Chair, can I just ask if you use your arrow in the opposite direction in the same block to, I think, the end property?
Yeah, there is. I know it's that one. There's that one there. Yeah, that was the one you're talking
about.
Yeah,
that one there. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, that one there.
Yeah. Yeah, just to demonstrate that in the same row,
it's a precedent,
there are other drop curbs.
Yeah. Well, yes, I have comments as well, but I'll let anyone else go first.
I was just looking at that car parked up there.
On the grass.
Yeah.
So
the actual...
Are you thinking that because it's a junction?
But I was going to let anyone else comment. If you go around, it's not that this house hasn't got parking...
Mm.
Although it may be somewhat restricted because they have a garage behind.
Around the back,
But obviously these days that's not usable, the garage.
Mm.
But that just gives a bit of context to it. Anyway, anyone else, any comments?
Can you just turn left now, just so I'm going to put the across this garden. Yeah, I think it's sort of behind the junction, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
can't see a problem with it.
Yeah, the wall. If that's why wall. If you draw a line across the actual junction,
the
is further in front.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Any comments? No, my observations were that it was had road safety concerns due to proximity to junction with Grays Close, and the fact that, as we know, that the main road there, Barfield Road, is often very congested with. I know it shouldn't happen. Parking on the yellow lines right opposite outside the shops.
Which the parking attendant has been into, as we've seen on social media, has been into the local recently. It's been into Island Pharmacy and other outlets as well.
Anyway, that was my concern.
Yeah.
But potential road safety concerns or issues. That was mine. But that obviously we need to have a vote and make a resolution one way or the other.
Sorry, Mike, can you just turn it around so we can just have a look what it's like where they come off? Just where they're sort of backing off or.
Oh, where they come off.
Yeah,
off
just back
the
off
drive.
The drive.
Or the potential drive.
Yeah.
Need to go in the other direction.
Yeah.
I
was just looking what was sort of opposite.
Well, opposite is here where you get quite a few vehicles leaving the parking.
It's a good eyesight line there, isn't it?
When it comes down to this is a cool basic highways, actually. So, anyone with a proposal?
I don't have an issue with it.
But do we propose no comment, or
we can have no objection or no comment? We have no objection then?
No objection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really down to highways at the end.
Yeah.
I've seen them object to one near me because it was on a junction.
Yeah, it does look as if the broken line is on the green part, level with, not the wall.
Well, I know it's not immediately adjacent,
but
next to it, but it is pretty close.
But,
as I say, highways will... yes or no when they come to comment on it.
Highways has no objections. This is one that they have put.
Have
no
they?
Yeah, highways.
Yeah.
Have they?
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Let me have the Highway Authority has no objections to the proposal.
Really? I didn't see that. I looked last night.
It was the 26th of June, I think.
Oh, right, well, perhaps I didn't look. Let's have a look. I don't know where it is now. I'm lost. I've lost myself. Right.
Did you get that brain fog where you're wondering where you might be going?
Well, I've got some window.
I look at it and I think, where was I going?
That's called age.
Well, it's more there's too many. Right, here we start again. Drop curb, plan link, comments.
Top one?
Yep, 26, no objection. Right, in that case.
No objection.
Yeah.
I propose an objection.
Yep, I'm happy with that.
I'm quite happy to
second that.
Second that. I'm in favour of the submitting no objection. Okay. Next one, 26 treble 12, single storey annex adjacent to main dwelling, 44 Melrose Road. This is up there, at the end, right at the end where
it
kind of meets.
Google doesn't put you right at the end.
No, but it's fine. I know it doesn't.
Yeah.
There's a drive by, you can't really see in there.
No.
I assume everyone's read the application and the supporting letter. It's the stated reason for construction of the annex is for a dependent relative to reside in so the family can care for them.
You can't actually see what they're proposing from the road.
No, you can't. It's high.
Yeah, it's right on the corner.
I don't believe it had an impact on any neighbouring properties. No.
It,
as you say, it's not visible.
No.
Let me get the
This
application.
Is the one with the carports, isn't it? Has it got a carport?
I don't know. No.
No. Is that another one that's proposing a carport?
Yeah, no, that's
this isn't the one. It's the next one, I think, the carport where they want to. Yeah.
This is a standalone building within the garden area of an existing property.
Mm. Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
I'll get there. I'll eventually get there.
Yeah.
There you are, Melrose Road, Barfield Road.
The vegetation's quite tall there, isn't it? You can't actually see it, so it's probably not going to impact too much, really.
I don't believe it will impact on neighbouring properties. I can't actually see what.
Can someone get street maps up on
this?
Because I thought this one also had like a building next to the side of it and then a carport. Did it?
I think you're looking at this is basically opposite the British Legion. On the other side of Barfield Road.
44.
At the junction, Melrose Road, Barfield Road. And there is an application later on for Barfield Road, if that's what you're getting confused with. Let me just try and get back to Google Maps again.
Yeah, shame on the thing.
It's right on that, it's sort of. I think you might be right about that.
It's got like a black building next to it and then a carport.
I
think this one on the drawings, they've done the drawings that there's trees obscuring all of it, but actually from the curbside at the moment, according to Google, you can see the property. It's not that one.
It's this one here.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's...
I thought it was that one. Can you get the door number up on that?
Well, yes, that is the property.
Yeah.
But that's the garden.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes,
where
that's supposed
to be.
Behind there.
Right, okay.
Within that area there.
Yeah.
That's the trees and bushes they show on that previous plan. It will be with it behind that fence, along that edge of it, the rear or the... Along the boundary to that house there, but this side of the trees, bushes, whatever they are. So,
Right, okay.
Okay, and anyone else, any comments on that one? I'll make my comments, which are that, and that is no objection, but request that if permission is granted, that permission should contain conditions to limit the use to that ancillary to the main dwelling and prohibit business use.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit in an Airbnb, can't you?
Well, they're looking after an
elderly what happens?
Relative, and what happens in the future when they no need to do that. That's just a condition against that. But if they wanted to use it as a B&B, Airbnb, or business purposes, they'd have to apply for change of use.
But that's acceptable.
Usually the planning department put those conditions in anyway, but it's worth just highlighting them, I think.
Mm.
Okay, so it's no objection. Request that if permission is granted, that permission should contain conditions to limit use to that ancillary to the main dwelling and prohibit business use. That's, I propose that should be the wording.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favour?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, 261128, retrospective application for change of use from commercial to residential ground floor flat, erection of carport to the rear of property to provide parking, storage and utility space for the proposed and existing properties, Digby House, 4 Barfield Road. Let me find, well, I'll go to the street view first, I know which property it is.
The ex
guilt
rooms.
Yeah, it is.
I have a bit of an issue with this.
That's the property.
Yeah.
DB Muse is basically a private road that,
yeah,
just up the side, which I can't get to on Google Maps. But the proposal is to convert the ground floor to two bedroom flat, I believe.
It's already got two flats above it, hasn't it?
Is it two or one? I'm not quite sure, but let me just get to the plans. It has it already has flats above it, yes.
Yeah.
Anyone, any comments at all? I'm sure you've all researched it.
Chair?
Yes.
My comment is it's loss of retail.
Yes.
And the carports as well. Looking at the design of the carport, it just doesn't look to me that it is for parking.
Well, it is
parking of vehicles.
Well, they do state that it's for storage for the occupants.
Yeah.
On that. I know, but that's what they state.
Yeah.
Okay. There's two issues here, isn't there? Because there's a change of use,
yeah,
and there's a new construction.
Yeah.
Anyone?
I'm with the loss of retail.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's got the potential to end up like the place that was in Yorick Road, where it becomes three cheap lets, shall we say.
Mm.
I don't know whether that's a valid concern, but it's...
I have. Colchester, on their website, have a interactive map which... you can click on to see the relevant policies at that location, and if you do so, if I can find it, that's not the one. I hope I've still got it open. Here we go. You'll see that this is the relevant property for Barfield Road, and in this table at the right, the following policy information is relevant for your query. So various policies are listed here that are relevant to that position, but the most pertinent one is SG6, and you'll see that all these shaded blue bits are within that policy. In other words, they're designated for town centre uses, i.e. retail or commercial. So a change of use to residential is against or is contrary to the policy SG6, which requires applications to be in town centres to be for commercial or retail, or in these designated areas to be commercial or retail.
Well, solves that thing, doesn't it?
Although we can put an opinion in, or we can state that it's contrary to
SG6.
Yeah.
SG6.
I think object.
Mm.
Yeah.
And loss of retail.
Loss of retail
and then quote.
And breaches SG6.
Yeah. Yeah.
Much more simpler than that.
my words that I've written down, but we obviously expand on this. Object: the building is located within an area designated for town centre uses under local plan policy SG6. It has not been demonstrated that the change of use complies with the criteria of policy SG6. Obviously, we can change that. That's just my comments.
I think that's good enough. Is that your proposal?
That's my proposal. I propose that that shall be the wording.
Okay. Seconded.
Okay. All in agreement? Mm-hmm. I've got that wording here.
Okay.
Right, the next one. 260958. Change of use from a standalone residential unit to an ancillary accommodation to number 19 Furze Chase. To number 15 Furze Chase. So, in other words, 9 Furze Chase becomes part of 15. There is a bit of history to this, and if you follow the planning applications that have gone previously.
Anyone wants to see it? I've printed off the decision notice on the previous application.
That was the application for 9 for the first chance.
Yeah.
See, there wasn't much to look at on the actual thing, was there?
No. Location plan. Go on. Right, this is 9 Furze Chase, and the application is to merge it with 15, the land with 15 Furze Chase, and 9 Furze Chase become an annex ancillary to the use of 15.
Are you going to tell us the history?
Yes, if you wish. I don't want to influence.
No, but I'd like to know.
Okay. Right. My comments are: 9 Furze Chase was recently granted planning consent under application 252016. Condition 5 of that application stated the residential unit in the development hereby permitted shall be constructed as a self-build dwelling within the definition of self-build and custom build housing in the 2015 Act. The first occupation of each unit in the development hereby permitted shall be by a person or persons who have a primary input into the design and layout of the unit and who intends to live in the unit for at least 3 years. There's further condition that the council shall be notified of the person who intends to take up first occupation. My comments were the granting of this application for change of use from standalone to ancillary use of 15 Furze Chase would be contrary to the basis on which application 252016 was granted.
Can't live in both, can you?
No.
Well, the conditions of the previous plan application wouldn't be satisfied if it became an annex.
Yeah.
Now, the only unclear thing here is, of course, this previous planning permission was granted, but of course, the building of that, the construction of that building hasn't taken place.
No.
So, what's still there is the previous bungalow.
Yeah.
Now, it's unclear.
Yeah.
From the application,
is whether they're going to build.
Whether they intend to build the new bungalow and have that as the annex, or keep the existing property. But if you look at the drawing submitted,
wasn't it smaller than the original building when it came before.
Yeah, yeah. But when you look at the plan submitted, it shows the outline of the new building that was applied for in December, I believe it was. So it's unclear from the application. exactly what their intentions are, whether it's the new bungalow with planning permission granted that's going to be built and become the annex, or whether it's the existing
building.
One and the new building isn't going to go ahead, but we can't tell.
Yeah, it's almost as if, I don't know, do I say it?
Well, you can't
say it.
It does appear that there's been some intention accidental maybe some accidental
but the
fact
that
have happened make this come around, but we can't actually say that. It does appear to be the same applicant for both 15 and 9, but we can't make accusations. Anyway, on pure planning grounds, I propose that if no one has any objections, we use the wording that I've just...
Can you just read it out again?
Okay, there's quite a bit of it. So
No,
it's fine. I can read it out again. Object. 9 First Chase was recently granted planning consent under application 252016. Condition 5 attached to that consent stated, the residential unit in the development hereby permitted shall be constructed as a self-build dwelling within the definition of self-building custom build housing in the 2015 Act. The first occupation of each unit in that development hereby permitted shall be by a person or persons who had a primary input into the design and layout of the unit and who intends to live in the unit for at least 3 years. The council shall be notified of the persons who intend to take up first occupation of each unit in the development hereby permitted, hereby permitted at least 2 months prior to the first occupation. Reason: this is the basis on which the application was considered and is necessary in order to secure this specialist housing to meet demand demonstrated by the council's register in accordance with policy DM10 of the adopted Colchester Section 2 Local Plan 2017-2033. So in other words, it was previously given permission to comply with part of the existing local plan. And then
that's the decision notes on the briefs.
The granting of the application for in our words on this would be the granting of this application for change of use from standalone to ancillary use of 15 First Chase would be contrary to the basis on which application 252016 was granted.
Is it worth putting in there, tying it into the decision notice point?
I just have.
That was just summing up the bottom bit.
First Chase was the condition 5 that attached that consent stated silent.
Okay, thank you.
Rewritten condition 5 and it's there. I'll give this to you.
Thank you.
I'll give it to you at the end. Right, so we need to vote on that. So
I'm happy to second it if that's the.
Well, someone else can propose it.
I'll propose it.
I'm quite happy to second it.
Okay. Right, the next item. Application for a lawful development certificate for a proposed movable structure at the Duke Seafood. Movable shipping container located on site to provide indoor covered seating in the Duke Seafood Coast Road, West Mersey. Who would like to comment on that?
Chair.
Councillor Webster.
It's in a conservation zone and it's not in keeping with the streets.
May I just to manage expectations here? This is an application for a lawful development certificate, so the only decision that Colchester can make, or the planning department of Colchester, is whether it is permitted development or it isn't permitted development. We can put in the extra comments, of course, but the whole application is they are looking for confirmation that it's permitted development. So that's just the manager expectation.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I totally agree that with all that you just said.
Yeah.
Is this similar to the, like, I asked some questions the other about putting movable chairs outside a restaurant and stuff like that? Is that what they're trying to gauge whether because it's movable and they can take it down, they're able to put it there?
Well, they
can move it. It's going to be on wheels.
Yeah.
But where are they going to move it to? It's still going to be.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't
they've
it?
showed that
yeah.
they can back it in there and
yeah.
stuff like that. But
well, there's more considerations to it. Actually, looking deeper. Let me find where we are. Where are we? I think I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'll try again. 29th of June. Going to the end. Here we go. Existing site, proposed ground for my additional information supporting. Let's have a look and see what we can get here. There you go.
Yeah.
They're proposing this structure, which is actually not two containers welded together.
Which means that they can't be removed that easily.
No. It can't be removed from site easily.
No.
Not on its own wheels. I looked up the actual wheels that they... probably the same ones that they're proposing to use. They're not for. They're just for moving off public road on private land. They wouldn't be. You couldn't tow that on a
yeah.
public road. They'd have to be put onto a low loader and taken away. But they're indicating that it can be moved on the site
yeah.
within that area. Dashing blue.
Yeah, they can back it in.
Well, yeah. It'd have to be delivered on a vehicle and unloaded, and then once it's on site, you could push it with a or pull it with a forklift or a tractor or something to reposition
it
on site.
Through the stones and that, wouldn't it?
Ah, yeah. Okay. As I say, the application is for Colchester to issue a lawful
yeah.
development certificate, so their only thing that they can decide is if it's lawful development or not. But all the other comments are, of course, valid, and I have made my own comments on in here. But if look at the background, if you look at the supporting statement from the architect. Apart from the justification of it, the proposal comprises the joining together of two shipping containers to create a combined footprint of approximately 35 square metres. The structure will include large sliding doors to the front elevation, windows to the side elevation, and a service access door to the rear. The joint containers will be mounted onto wheels to enable movement within the parameters of the site as required. The structure can also be unbolted and removed from site for maintenance purposes. Anyway, the point is perhaps it wasn't in there. Supporting statement, that's what I was reading. Existing additional information. The argument is we feel that the submitted proposal complies with the Class G movable structures for pubs, restaurants, cafes, and similar uses in permitted development rights. So if you look at the legislation that allows movable structures within the confines of the grounds of pubs and restaurants, and it was actually first brought in as a temporary measure during COVID. But reading deeper, it doesn't actually state what sort of structure it should be, but reading further, it was actually intended for marquees or gazebos. not structures
not
of this form. Well, yes, but it doesn't. All it says is movable structures, and the applicant is put forward their case that they believe this is a movable structure.
It's not. I mean,
well,
how on earth are you going to move?
No. Am I right in thinking that they allude to the white bit at the front as being during COVID? That's a removable.
Yes. Well, that would comply with the what was intended during COVID.
Mm.
Yes, they
mm.
do. They're going to that part of the case is that the marquee or whatever you like to call it that they installed during COVID for use of customers. Is no longer, you know, it needs to be either be replaced or, and this is, they're going to remove the existing white tent and replace it with this structure.
But it's not removable. It's they've put wheels on it
to
get it into position, and once it's in position,
anyway, that's the crux of the matter.
Yeah,
it's a bit like the caravans, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
They've got
exactly,
wheels
on
them.
But
you try pulling one of them down.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
there's just no way. And like you say, it's stoned area.
Yeah,
there's no way they're going to be moving this.
Yeah.
Okay, that is the crux of that. They're applying for a lawful development.
And it sounds as if it doesn't meet.
I don't know, because the actual legislation just states movable structure. It all depends how
you
define what a
movable
structure is. It's a bit ambiguous.
But anyway, so
it doesn't have foundations, it's movable.
Yeah.
Well, then they could put a shed there, couldn't they?
Well, yeah, on wheels.
Well, if he hasn't got foundations, it's...
No, it doesn't actually work. It doesn't
I agree with you.
It
doesn't actually work like that, because if you
no.
look at the definition of development, it says anything in or on the ground. But mobile, if it's got wheels, that's not on the ground. But a shed would actually need permission.
Over a certain size.
Sort of
but this, although it's got wheels, it's only going to have wheels... to get it in position, that's my point.
Mm.
It won't have the wheels on it when you've got people in it.
Not what they're saying. They're saying that the wheels will stay on it and they will have portable steps. They've been very careful in what they're proposing because it isn't joined to anything. They're just going to have removable steps to it. If the steps were fixed to it and fixed to the ground it would be a development.
Yeah.
But they're going to have temporary steps that they say they're going to put in place, and the power supply to it will be via a 32-amp.
I've just read that external connection.
Which means you can unplug it, so it's not a permanent power supply. So their proposal is carefully thought
out.
It's just we've got to decide what our
approach,
response is. There are other issues, but it's not particularly pertinent to the lawful development certificate. Of course, there's parking on that in that location. Coast Road is not, well, you can't. There's no on-road parking.
Yeah.
And this is likely to increase, well, has the possibility of increasing the number of vehicles that need to park. There is... They show two parking spaces on their land, but they're not official parking spaces because if you look back through previous applications, when they did apply for permission for parking on there, the condition was that the two parking spaces had to be concrete aprons and the rest of the car park had to be finished in bound with a bound surface, which it's
still
loose. Aggregate, and the two parking spaces that they've shown on the plan aren't hard standing, so there's those issues as well. But we can only state what we can state whatever we like, actually.
Yeah. Can we possibly mention that it is a conservation zone?
Hang on, yes, I've got some wording.
It's a surprise.
If we don't prepare for it,
it's
going to be
load it around. Yeah.
Can I just
of course
add something that's in the support letter?
Yes.
Well, the statement.
In this one up here.
It's in the
previous one. Yeah, okay.
from the is it the architect?
Supporting
statement.
This one.
Yeah. About it being helping support a sustainable local independent business. So on the other side of everything else we're saying, I am sympathetic to it supporting a local business there, that you know, that there has been something operating there for many, many, many years. And
yeah,
as part of me would like to support being able to, you know, they want to be able to get through the winter months and things like that.
Mm.
So
yes, but of course I
that's
agree entirely.
Nothing to do with the lawful.
I agree entirely, but of course they have the option of replacing the existing gazebo with a new gazebo, rather than
a container,
or rather than this structure, which is a little bit more.
They aren't very good now, these containers. I mean, I've got one as an office.
Oh, no, no,
I'm not saying
it's not suitable for
It's just,
for
it's
going
to be painted green.
No, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
So it's not going to be, it's not going to look particularly.
No.
When you read that, you know, it states in there it's going to be painted green. So it's,
I'm not denying that they need something.
Yeah, but perhaps a different structure to a.
I was sitting here thinking whether would an application to put a shed there be turned down instantly, or
no, a shed would
know,
be a building and it'd have to be a full planning.
Yeah, no, I know, but would it be turned down out of hand because it might be a better option for
them? Well, they have previous planning applications if you look through it, and they have had incremental increases in the buildings, the wooden buildings that they put on there, which have been. At least one was refused, but the majority of it was allowed on appeal. So, yes and no, but the permitted development is obviously an easier route.
They have got a couple of wooden structures, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't quite know what it's like inside, but you know, you're sort of arguing for restructuring inside. Would that give them a bit of space indoors, or...?
I'm not sure what those two existing buildings are used for. Probably for
cooking, or prep.
Yeah, prepping.
I would say.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't think they do hot food, do they? I think it's just prep.
Well, they do.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Do they?
They do chips.
And they do outside catering, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hence the van lawns.
Yeah.
But anyway, the application for the lawful development certificate, but there's all the background information. And I agree with Councillor Weaver as well. But
is this something for Cultures has just got to decide?
They will.
Yeah.
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 But I mean, okay. My comments were: object. West Mersey Town Council does not agree that the proposed double container fitted with wheels complies with the definition of a movable structure, as intended by Class G permitted development, which is really the answer, you know, our comment on the actual application.
Mm.
But further comments, the application site is within the Coast Road Conservation Area. Policy SS12B applies. The Coast Road Conservation Area is a heritage asset. Therefore, policy WN24 of the West Mersey Neighbourhood Plan is relevant. WN24 requires proposals to preserve or enhance the significance of the heritage assets, their setting and the wider built environment. A heritage statement is also required. No statement has been provided, nor has an explanation of how this proposal preserves or enhances the significance of the heritage asset. Parking is a concern, as no additional off-road spaces are proposed, and the two shown on the block plan are likely unusable due to the structure's placement. Conditions 7 and 8 of application 212723 remain unmet, so parking is not permitted on site. For the above reasons, West Mersey Town Council requests that this lawful development certificate application is denied. Of course, you don't have to go along.
That sounds pretty good to me.
I think we do agree.
Yeah.
It's not entirely, don't we? But you can see why it would be useful.
As you say, it's always a balance. There's helping local businesses and the planning.
But as you say, you know, it's not about hindering them. It's perhaps they would want to consider a different structure.
But as I say, it's entirely up to Colchester whether they consider it lawful under that Class G of permitted development rights. Okay, so I propose that we use the wording that I just read out.
Second.
I'm going to abstain.
Weaver's abstained. I understand why, that's not a problem. Where are we now? Right, that's the conclusion of the actual planning applications. Next is to receive notification of planning decisions. Applications passed. 260255. Replacement of commercial building, units 1 and 2, Haycox Yard, Haycox Lane, West Mersey. That's passed. 260649, proposed single story side extension linking to existing single story rear extension, 42 First Chase. And this is the one that's probably been long awaited by many councillors. 240313, full planning application for the erection of 18 dwellings with associated parking, detailed landscaping, SUDs and access from East Road via Briley Paddocks, West Mersey. That was the application that included 6 almshouses, so that's now been passed. So hopefully, in the fullness of time, the completed almshouses will be handed over to the Almshouse Trust. Right, that's the applications passed. We have an appeal, 230920. Proposed rear and front extension, re-roof and loft conversion, 5 Fairhaven Avenue. I don't know if anyone remembers, this is all hinges on the windows, the Velux Cabrio windows that have been installed in the roof. There's 2 appeals pending. The council of Colchester have actually taken enforcement action to compel them to comply with the previous planning application, and also so the applicant has appealed against the enforcement action, and the applicant is also appealing against the decision of the planning permission. I don't know if anyone has any comments or whether we can add anything useful to the appeal process. I personally don't think we can. We'll just leave it to
In the email that was sent to us, that they put enough in it. In the response to us.
Something?
Five Fairhaven.
Wait, what was on there? I might have missed something.
From planning
to
the council, the planning breach is, and it tells us what the breach is.
Oh, but
the reason for the enforcement.
Sorry, I missed that.
Oh.
Oh no, I had the email, but I didn't see that attachment. Can I merge?
Yeah, of course. It tells you. Yeah, sorry.
I knew there was.
Just not done with homework.
No, well done.
Tells you what the breach is.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, sorry, I did read that. Yep. No, I don't believe we can
add to anything. Do you want to have a look?
No, I'll take your word for it.
I
read
it.
You
read
it?
Yes, okay.
Yeah, okay, so we will not comment on that. Is that place.
Yeah.
Because it's not, we leave it to the.
Yeah.
Well,
they've got it covered
yeah.
in the email that they've
yeah.
sent us.
Well, the relevant authorities are the Colchester and the planning inspector.
Yeah.
Mm. Above our
yeah.
pay grade.
Yeah. We've got nothing useful to add to it because
no.
the whole issue is whether the windows that are as installed overlook or allow overlooking
yeah.
of neighbouring amenities. They either do or they don't.
Yeah.
And we leave that to.
Do you want me to have no comment?
Or
just
no comment, yeah.
yeah.
Right.
So adding no comment, do we need to vote on that one or not?
We can.
Yeah.
We'll agree to
do we have
say
to,
nothing.
Do we have to actually put anything on there?
No.
No,
can
you
see
that?
Well, we can record in the minutes that we decided
yeah.
that no comment is required.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can march, but we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you need a proposer and a second, Dan?
You can, yeah.
So.
Choose
off
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Something, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just looking
yeah.
to.
Yeah. It's just that you should put your hands up.
Oh, sorry.
So,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
No,
we were all in favour before
yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
So, what was that, Kirsty?
That who's seconding? So, you're proposing?
Yeah, yeah, fine.
Who was seconding? Who's seconding?
I thought we should. I don't mind seconding.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
in favour of doing nothing. Okay. Then the last item is the appeal dismissed 251209, change of use of restaurant premises, Class E to dwelling house, the old oyster shed, Coast Road, West Mersey.
Right.
It's sad to see that building empty, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's just sad.
Yeah, but I mean, if you
Dukes could go in there during the winter, the restaurant.
That's obviously a commercial decision.
Oh, well, yeah.
If you read the inspector's report, it has various things that are probably of interest to the local plan committee, etc.
Yeah.
But the reasons why he's dismissed the appeal are quite clear. And that was something that was of local interest. A lot of people were interested in that.
Pages
Mersey.
Of comments,
wasn't yeah.
it?
Yeah.
I think I got
to
page 13, was it, or
yeah.
something?
It was a lot.
Yeah.
The principle was that no residential development should occur on the seaward side or the water side of Coast Road. And this would be a precedent if it was a manor, so that's why a lot of people were objecting to it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I declare this meeting closed. Thank you very much.